You're listening to SBS News.
Chris has just marked day 20 off the calendar, the number of days spent working from home.
My youngest is at the moment whacking me in the belly with a pool noodle, but that's okay.
Australians have been urged to stay home over the Easter break and subsequent school holidays to limit the spread of coronavirus. Chris says his two children, 5-year-old Arlo and 2-year-old Lulu, are handling the change well.
They've been chatting about it quite a bit. My 2-year-old keeps saying things like, oh, can we go back to the park when the coronavirus goes home? Will the shops be open when the coronavirus goes home? That kind of stuff.
The country's coronavirus death toll has reached 50, with thousands confirmed as having been infected. And although the daily increase in new cases has dropped very slightly, there are concerns COVID-19 could still be widely transmitted among the community. Children are being largely spared by the virus and their symptoms are usually minor. But concerns remain about their ability to pass on the infection, which means they'll have lots of time spent indoors. Dr. Yvonne Parry is a child and adolescent nursing expert at Flinders University. She says it's important to intervene and engage with the child's concerns early on.
It's really important, even for little children, that you explain what's going on. Even those children that might be 2 or 3 years of age, that you explain, you know, that mummy and daddy are working from home now and this is because we're worried about what's going on, but you're going to be safe here, you know, with us in our house while we're here. So also pointing out to them the ways that you're keeping them safe, you know, washing hands, wiping down tops.
Chris took his son Arlo out of school early. Arlo has since kept busy with schoolwork and online educational resources.
I've been doing schoolwork from home and also that my school's sending me work to do.
But not every parent has the flexibility to work from home like Chris and his partner. The government's pledge of free childcare services aims to help those in that position. But industry representatives say household incomes will still drop. The coronavirus crisis has caused mass job and home insecurity. Dr. Parry says children can become easily distressed if they notice their parents are.
They might notice that mum and dad are now working from home. They might notice that mum and dad don't have jobs anymore. They are anxious because their routine and what's happening in their life is changing very rapidly, almost on a day-to-day basis. And children like continuity, they like stability, they like routine.
Carol Shard is the Executive Manager of Social Innovation at Uniting Care Wesley Bowden in Adelaide. She says COVID-19 has placed more pressure on those at risk and vulnerable parents, such as those already dealing with homelessness or domestic violence.
They've got children that would normally be in the school system, that have lots of support through there, through childcare, that's sort of put another level of difficulty on for those families. Also for the anxiety around not being able to have families and friends and support networks that they would normally have. So the feeling of isolation, fear is all on top of the, you know, crisis that they're already going through.
As far as rental protection goes, the government has imposed a moratorium on evictions. But further protections, such as rent freezes, are yet to be implemented. Ms Shard says Uniting Care, along with other aid organisations, aims to assist those dealing with the burden of bureaucratic processes.
A lot of these people have not got access to laptops, iPhones, all of the things that are now online. So, you know, the IT perspective has put a lot of people behind the eight ball that they, you know, being able to, you know, print off forms. You know, they haven't got the luxury of printers, laptops, those sort of things. So we're helping a lot of people that haven't got access to those facilities either.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.